And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 30th edition. Got 12 games late for you on this Tuesday. There's three games earlier, starting an hour earlier, but the main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. 12 games featured there. So we'll get you rocking and rolling there. Hope you guys had a good Monday. The Cardinals and the Phillies, two favorite stacks, going bonkers. So if you guys had fun with that one, it was kind of Captain Obvious stuff to me, but they're producing in a big way. And if you saved money by not playing Burns or Rodon, you're doing just fine as well. So good stuff all around on that board. Hopefully you're ending in some nice green screens. But if you like the podcast, make sure you give it a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify. That'd be much, much appreciated. And if you're watching on the YouTube, give the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. That'd be great as well. Bench with Bubba coming at you 2 to 3 times a week right now. Still cranking out that season-long content to keep you guys up to date and ready to go in your season-long and DFS leagues. But all right, let's do it. 12-game main slate on your Tuesday. Let's talk totals on this slate. A's Nationals, 8. Cubs Blue Jays, 8. Mariners Tigers, 7.5. Rockies Braves, 8.5. Red Sox Twins, 9. That'll be a fun one. Astros Rangers, 7.5. Royals White Sox, 8. Yankees Angels, 8.5. Phillies D-backs, 7.5. Padres Giants, 7.5. So not a lot of high totals yet again. So some good pitching matchups on this slate. Let's get into it. Aaron Nola leads the way at 10-6. At the Arizona Diamondbacks, a Diamondbacks team that's just absolutely dreadful right now. But I'll say this much. We talked about how bad they are versus lefties on Monday night for facing Ranger Suarez. Facing righties over the past month, 17% K rate, 245 average, 99 WRC plus. So not a lot of strikeouts. They are about league average everywhere else. Nola's still very, very good if you want to go there. I'm probably not. There's some other places I'm going to attack for sure. But you could go Nola if you want. Like, I'd rather go Framber Valdez at 10-1, especially in cash. He's just a quality start machine. It's time and time. I'd have to go back and check for sure, but something like, he's getting closer to like 15, 16 straight quality starts. It's something just bonkers. So he's bringing almost a 20-point floor into the game. It's not all, like, at least 15 at worst point floor. Gets to face the Texas Rangers team, striking out 24.5% of the time versus lefties this past month. So Framber is definitely in play. But again, if you want to save some more money, we got another option here for you. Max Fried, $9,900 at home against the Road Rockies is a great place to start. Fried coming off a gem at Pittsburgh and a beautiful, beautiful start against the Mets. He's got 22 or more points in 3 or 4 starts. Brings out a phenomenal floor with really, really good upside. 5 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. He's got 6 more innings in each start. 2 runs or less in 4 straight starts. He's been great. Absolutely phenomenal. Now you get those Road Rockies who on this past month striking about 20% of the time versus lefties. But we know what we get with the Road Rockies. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So Max Fried at 99 is a great pay-up spot if you don't want to pay 10-6 or 10-1 for Nola and Valdez. He would definitely be towards the top of my list of things to do. Now it gets a little more fun. Do we jump back on the Blake Snell bandwagon after his absolute blow-up against Cleveland? I kind of am. It's risky because it all comes down to control. Like, he either just gets lit up because he starts walking guys and gives up the long ball. He had 3 home runs in his last start. He went 4 straight starts without giving up a home run. Got you 22 or more points in 3 or 4. Faced the Giants 4 starts to go 5 2/3, 1 earned, 2 walks, 8 Ks for 22 points. Like, he's been very, very good. That was a bad, bad start. There's no sugarcoating that. But he gets to face the Giants team that you can pick on. 24% K rate, 252 average, 112 WRC plus versus left-handed pitchers this past month. Watch the injuries. There's always something with the Giants right now. But Snell is definitely a tournament play at 93. Not a cash game play, but a tournament play at $9,300. Brady Singer at $8,900 at the Chicago White Sox is back in play for us. He's just been a monster, 18 or more points in 4 straight starts, 6 or more innings in 4 straight, 2 runs or less, and 6 or more Ks. Just an absolute monster. We've talked about it. We played him when he was cheap. He's priced up. I still don't think he's high enough. He gets a White Sox team that just lost Yoan Moncada again, like it really mattered, but he's gone. 21% K rate the past month for right-handed pitching. They are hitting 272, but a 115 ISO, 103 WRC+. Basically a league average offense for right-handed pitching. That makes Brady Singer at 89 very much in play. Like, if you don't want to pay up at all, I have no problem starting with Brady Singer and pairing him up with one of these next couple guys. You got Kevin Gausman at $8,700. That's way too cheap. I know he's kind of scuffled in his last start, but it was 9.9, 30.8, 4.5, 19.9, 40.2. So he's got that massive ceiling. The floor has been the question mark right now. That's why he's 8,700. But in reality, he should be much more against the Chicago Cubs at home in Toronto. The ceiling could definitely be in play. A 21% K rate for the Cubs over the past month versus right-handed pitching. 23.5% K rate, 229 average, 90 WRC plus. I like Gausman quite a bit. I think he'll be popular because he is priced too cheap. I don't care how up and down he's been, he's too cheap. So he's a really good play, but Singer Gossman is a good combo, or Singer and George Kirby at $8,500 going up against the Detroit Tigers. Kirby has made a nice pitch mix change. We talked about it on Bubba the Bloomfield last week, and then we found out even more information the next day about a pitch mix change. So he keeps developing his game. 18 or more points in four straight starts, 20 or more in 3 out of 4, 5 or more innings, 3 runs or less, 5 or more Ks. Dude's been an absolute monster. He's getting comfortable. It's amazing what happens when you let a young, talented ball player figure things out, and he's starting to figure it out at the big league level. And now he takes the Detroit Tigers, who have a 29% K rate over the last 30 days, first right-handed pitching, hitting .226 with an 80 WRC plus. So Kirby, just by stats alone, might be one of the best plays on this slate. You can go Singer Kirby and have a very, very fun one for you here. Giolito is always tournament viable. I'm just not doing it. I'd rather Kirby. I'd rather Singer. I know it's the Royals. I can't. I can't do it anymore. Giolito with other options. If it's a different slate, I might think about it, but I can't do it. Like, I'd rather Cole Irvin at $7,900 at the Washington Nationals. Cole's come off 36 points against Miami, which we've all talked about how bad Miami is. He's got 25 or more in 2 of his last 4. He's also got 3 or less in 2 of those 4. So it's boom or bust with him. But he gets the Washington Nationals, a team that is striking out 25% of the time versus lefties over the past month. So Irvin becomes a tournament play at $7,900. I'd rather go him than Giolito, personally. That's where I'm sitting on that one. You can maybe even go Jameson Taillon versus the Angels. Not one of my top priorities, but he is an option as well. But Matt Manning at 67, we rolled him out last time in a great matchup versus the Giants. I mentioned the reason I liked him is his velocity's up. His pitch mix has changed. He's getting more strikeouts. He's not walking as many guys. He's got you 23 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. Really like what I'm saying here. Seattle's offense is pesky. I'm not going to, you know, act like this is a walk in the park. But they also strike out 24% of the time with a .206 average and an 89 WRC plus for right-handed pitching. And Manning's only $6,700. So that's a heck of a discount, all things considered. So he would be my punt on this slate. So awesome 12-game slate. Some really good pitching to target with a lot of good offenses to target. It's a great, great combo building. So like, you can go Nola, you can go Valdez. I'd go Fried and save some cash. Or just in reality, go all the way down. If you want to go Snell, that's an option. But I like that Singer, Gossman, Kirby range. I think Singer, Kirby is kind of where I'm sitting right now. Not too expensive. Still tons of upside. You can go Cole Irvin if you want. And then Matt Manning is like almost in reality, if I'm just making a couple lineups, Singer, Kirby, and Matt Manning is kind of where I want to sit and just get all the bats I want. We'll see how things go as lineups come out and things might change throughout the day, but save some dollars, get a ton of the great bats on this 12-game slate. Let's talk bats. Catcher's position, JTR, just keeps going. Got a 17th stolen on the base on Monday night. Dude's just a beast. He's $5,500 versus Gallen. Gallen's very good. I didn't mention Gallen because the Phillies offense is legit. There's other options. So I'm not as big of a Phillies fan tonight as I've been in days past, but JTR is still very good at $5,500. I'd rather go Sal Perez. We like the right-handed bats versus Lucas Giolito. So that's a really good spot for Salvi at $4,800 versus Gio if you're paying up at the position. Same MJ Melendez at 42 from the left side, but still a good option as well. Going down below 4K now, if you aren't using Matt Manning, Cal Raleigh is still a tournament-viable play at $3,800. Carson Kelly probably not tonight against Nola, like pass, but you got some cheaper options here. Jose Trevino versus Mayers of the Angels at $3,200. He's not very good. Our boy Sean Langeliers, or Shea Langeliers, only 3K versus Eric Fede. That's a great, really great price. Omar Narvaez at 3K versus Mitch Keller. Good price as well. So a couple nice 3K guys. Joey Bart versus Snell. If you're not using Snell, Joey Bart at 26, definitely tournament viable in that matchup. If Maldonado's in the lineup for Houston, $2,200 versus Dunning. I got Caratini at $2,100 versus Keller. And Houston is also calling up one of its top catching prospects. I don't see him in the player pool, though. So we might not get to use him on Tuesday, so keep an eye on that one as well. First base position, Shohei, again, always in play. But Freeman, lefty versus Taiwan Walker is very nice at $5,900. Love Pete Alonso at 55 versus Andrew Heaney. I know Heaney's improved, this and that, but he still gets a boatload of bombs, and he can turn into a home run derby pitcher in no time. So Pete Alonso at 55. Up at the position. Otherwise, Matt Olson against Jose Urania is outstanding at $5,100. That's a really good price point because we do love a good lefty or just pretty much anybody for Jose Urania. So Olson at 51 is another good pay-up spot. Below 5K, though, now it gets interesting. Mensis of Washington is $4,300 versus Irvin. That's a bit of a savings. It's got some upside for you. Some other guys, Miranda's always worth a look at 39. Cutter Crawford, I like his upside, but he's very wild and very ineffective and gets out early and goes to the Boston bullpen. So you could go the Miranda route if you need to. Don't think you do, but you can. Like Luke Voit in a tournament at 34 versus Irvin is enticing, to say the least. JD Davis potentially versus Snell at 3K as well is another cheapie for you. And then you got like Nick Prado at 2K versus Giolito. I don't mind that if you're stacking Kansas City. That's a good punt play. I know we're talking about right-handed bats, but still for a stack, it's very viable. And then Franchy Cordero, first base outfield, is only 2K against Chris Archer. It was a bummer. He got pinch hit in the fifth inning on Monday. That was a real bummer, but 2K is still a great spot versus Chris Archer. That's a really, really good place to be with the Franchy man. Second base, Altuve is fine versus Dunning at 53. I can definitely see you paying up for that. Otherwise, you slip one down below. Or Trevor Story's back at 5K. Not sure I'm paying 5K for Story right now. There's other options I'd rather pay for. So lower 4K range than Luis Rengifo against Taillon at 4K. Not horrible. Gleyber Torres at 38 is not bad either. But like Kiki Hernandez at 3,500 bucks versus Archer, I definitely like a little bit more. Colton Wong at 31, I love that price point. Like, that's probably where I'd be looking, him or Vaughn Grissom at 28. Like, save money at second base. Wong, Grissom, even Christian Arroyo at 26. I like all three of those guys if you just want to say screw it. I'd almost even be willing to do Rodolfo Castro at 2,400 bucks. He's second base, third base versus Alexander of Milwaukee. So you got four guys at 3,100 bucks to 2,400 bucks that I think are very viable to save some cash on this slate. Third base, Devers is just fine at 6K. I like that quite a bit. Austin Riley at 55, Atlanta stack full force ahead. Bobby Witt Jr. at 49, very enticing versus Gio. Bregman's been on fire. He's 4,800 bucks. It's still a great price point for Alex Bregman. Some other guys down here, we need to low 4Ks and head into the 3K range. I mentioned Rengifo earlier. It's just with the other options, it's hard to pay 4K for him right now. But Brian Hayes, if you want to get weird with your Pittsburgh guys, 3,400 bucks versus Alexander. I have no problem with that at all. Seinfeld is on the mound in Milwaukee. But boy, Rivera for Arizona is only 2,600 bucks. Not looking to target Aaron Nolan, but that is a GPP punt. So it was Hunter Dozier, third base outfield at 24, another right-handed bat versus Gio. Then I just mentioned Rodolfo Castro, second base, third base eligible, 2,400 bucks. He's another good punt if you need one. Shortstop position for you here. You got Trey Turner at 63. He's always in play, but Francisco Lindor loves him, a lefty. So 5,800 bucks there is quite enticing. Xander Bogaerts is heating up again. He's 5K versus Chris Archer. Willie Adames for your Milwaukee stacks at 5K. Mentioned Bobby Witt at third base. He's third base shortstop eligible. So they're both in play for you as usual. O'Neill Cruz, I talk about his tournament appeal. He had a 3-run bomb at 117 miles an hour off of Corbin Burns. So it's always boom or bust with O'Neill. When he booms big. So he's 4K versus Jason Alexander. Seinfeld, so keep an eye on that if you want to get weird in your tournaments. And then when you get cheaper at shortstop, there's usually not a ton of value. We'll get some as guys keep getting called up, but nothing I'm in love with. I like the value at second, some decent value at third base, and of course catcher is where I'd be looking right now, and there'll be tons in the outfield. 12 game slate, we hit the outfield. You know, Judge is always fine. Betts had the day off on Monday. They said they're going to give him a day off like every 4 days right now, so just keep that in mind. But Betts versus Taiwan Walker at 64 is okay as well. J-Rod at 62, good on him getting that contract. That's pretty sweet to see as well. But we'll save some cash. Starling Marte at 57 for Heaney is on the board. That's one of my top pay-up spots if you are. I'm probably not paying up at the outfield. I think there's a lot of good options down here that we can pick and choose from instead. Like if you're stacking Boston, Tommy Pham is 47. I don't love that price point, but not bad for a stack piece. I really like Brian Reynolds versus Seinfeld at 4,500 bucks. Big fan of that with Brian Reynolds. I think this could be a good day to get some Pittsburgh action, which is weird to say, especially on a 12-game slate, but something there. Michael Harris II at only 4,200 bucks for Jose Urania. Like that a lot as well. Get some back-end pieces of Atlanta a little cheaper, as they should just take Urania to pound town. So I'm cool with that. Christian Yelich is on fire. He's 4,100 bucks versus Mitch Keller. So I'm good with that price point. There's some savings you can be made here. Like if you're not using Matt Manning in a tournament, I like Jesse Winker at 4K, not cash, but in a tournament. So that's got some upside for you. Trey Boo Boo against Dane Dunning at 3,800 bucks. Good tournament look for you as well. You got Joey Gallo. Not bad. Strictly tournament play, of course. But cheaper guys as we get to the low threes. And head into the twos, you got your Max Keplers of the world at 31. Ben Gamble, another Pittsburgh Pirate at 3,100 bucks. Like, I'm getting way too excited about the Pirates. That's not a good thing. It's a good thing we have a whole day to figure this one out. But it's a good spot, really is. The Franamil at 29, it's Gossman. Don't think you need to go there. But like Seth Brown, first base outfield at 2,900 bucks versus Eric Fede in a very hitter-friendly ballpark in Washington. That is very GPP relevant for Seth Brown. That is a very good spot to be in for a GPP value. Some other guys down here, we got, you know, Gavin Sheets, but I'm not looking to do that versus Singer. I mentioned Hunter Dozier earlier at 24. That could have a little bit of legs to it. Robbie Grossman in Atlanta at 2,400 bucks, but hitting much better in Atlanta. Couldn't be much worse because he sucked in Detroit, but he is hitting better in Atlanta. So a little discount piece there for your stacks. I wouldn't one off with Robbie Grossman. He needs to be a part of a stack. Drew Waters got called up for Kansas City's 2K first Geo. He had a nice game on Sunday, kind of maybe get things going for the youngster. And in Corbin Carroll, of course, he's up with the D-backs at $2,000 versus Nola. So tons of value. You'll get even more. More guys are getting called up. More lineups will be interesting as we keep going. So keep an eye on all that good stuff. Recapping your pitching, Nolan, Valdez are fine. If I'm paying up, I'm paying up to Freed. More than likely, I'm not paying up. Like Snell's okay too, but I like Singer, Gossman, Kirby, that range. Singer and Kirby kind of have my attention. Cole Irvin is fine as well if you want to save a little bit of money. The Matt Manning is a totally fine punt. Like in reality, I could see me going Singer and Kirby and Manning and just getting all the bats I want. Speaking of bats, Oakland has a little bit of a like kind of small two-man stack, maybe three-man stack appeal versus Fede, because Fede not good. So you got that going. You could go Toronto. That's always fine, but it's not on this slate for me. The Mets versus Heaney's fine. I like that. Some other guys to target, though. Atlanta's one of my top stacks versus Urania. Big fan of that. Boston versus Archer is just fine as well. Houston versus Dunning is just fine as well. This Casey versus Giolito's could be your tournament stack for sure. Like that. Same with Pittsburgh versus Seinfeld. So Pittsburgh and Kansas City are kind of your tournament upsides. Atlanta got some big ump for you in that matchup. And then there was one other one I know I really, really liked. Where did it go? Urania, Pittsburgh. You could go with some Minnesota if you're feeling it. But Milwaukee versus Mitch Keller also is a very, very good one. So lots of ways to go on this 12-gamer. Lots and lots of ways, which will make it a lot of fun. And we'll have to see lineups and get all that good stuff and see where things end. But if you have any questions, until then, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric, or join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Get you taken care of there. But I hope you guys have a good one. Remember, give it a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. If you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night with another edition of Quick Hits. This was your MLB DFS Quick Hits Tuesday, August 30th edition. I'm out.